I have a question, actually.
Oh, here we are.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Great.
I'm like the waiter that comes along, asks you how your meal are, meal is, just as you put it in your mouth. Was there any talk in certification around the integration of LPNs in BC into the immunizer mix as we look at, obviously, H1N1 and needing to get a larger, more available group? You know, certainly we have RNs on board, but what about LPNs? What are your thoughts there?
I think it certainly came up for discussion, and as you said, around pandemic and planning and grabbing those even retired nurses or, other provider pharmacists on what that could look at. And I think one thing that was mentioned, I think it was Vancouver Community, where they actually did develop for those that just do influenza. You know, so I think you could look at tailoring things to make sure that they have the skill set and the landmarking to be able to do that job.
Yeah. Several of the community colleges in BC provide education for licensed practical nurses to do immunizations already, and all that information is available online as to where those sites are.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Off competencies then, and on to adverse events following immunization. Samara is going to tell us about what gets reported, why it gets reported, and then what happens to all that info. Is that what you talked about?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Thanks.
Okay, so we unfortunately went over time, so we didn't have a chance to solicit pearls from our participants, so I'll do my best, and we'll see if anybody else has anything else they want to throw in. We started the session off by asking participants what they were hoping to gain out of it, and the two messages I think that came really clear when we went around the room was that a lot of people don't know and were wondering what happens to the data after they are reported into the black hole, and also there was some uncertainty about what to report. So Monica started off our session by talking about the importance of post-marketing surveillance and passive surveillance provincial-wide. I guess to identify uncommon, very rare, and rare events, these can't be identified in the clinical trials that are done before a vaccine is licensed. So we still really rely on passive surveillance after the vaccine has been marketed to identify these sorts of events. She also pointed out that the last time that a vaccine was withdrawn from the market for safety reasons was in 1988, and that was the mumps vaccine. So that's kind of comforting to know that it's been a long time since the last vaccine was withdrawn from the market. And also that one of the downsides of passive surveillance is that we only get information about an event that happened after vaccination. And we know that even people who aren't vaccinated or people who receive placebos experience adverse events as well. So while we might have a signal that, you know, there was a vaccination and there was an event, there's still not proof, and you often need much larger analytical studies to actually find out whether there really was an association. And Monica also described for us the process of review of serious cases that's done at the national level by the Advisory Committee on Causality Assessment. Then Julie Bettinger, who unfortunately had to leave, introduced us to IMPAC, which stands for Immunization Monitoring Program Active, which is an active surveillance program that's done for adverse events following immunization. And it's carried out in 12 tertiary care pediatric hospitals across the country. And they do active surveillance, which means they're actively reviewing hospitalization records to identify children who have been admitted to the hospital for severe adverse events and determining whether they're, not determining whether, but seeing if they were immunized before these events happened. Julie presented some of their findings and successes and sort of some of the findings that they had and how they resulted in changes in policy. And just pointed out that this is another safety net or another process that's really another program that's really good to have in addition to our passive surveillance. But one of the downsides is that it's only captures pediatric adverse events. She also talked about the next steps for IMPACT. And they're hoping to move to electronic data entry. Right now they're a paper-based system. And they're also planning on revising their forms. They've been waiting for the national form, the new national form to come out, and then they're planning on overhauling their data system and some of the information that they collect. And then they're hoping that once they do that, they can then have more rapid identification of the signals. And then I presented some analyses that we have done with the passive adverse event surveillance data. So looking at just general descriptives of adverse events that happen following infant and toddler immunizations, as well as some analyses that we've done in response to queries from the field. So if we've been called up and somebody says, you know, I think I'm seeing, I think something's going on. We're seeing a cluster of X event following Y vaccine. Is anything going on? And so we've looked at our provincial data, and I've shown just how we do some of that. And then presented the next steps that we're planning on taking in terms of our passive surveillance in the province. And these include, we're hoping to implement an alert algorithm, so an algorithm that can look at our adverse events data weekly or whatever we decide to signal for us if something unusual is happening. We're also hoping to start to prepare an annual report on our adverse events data from our passive system. And there's also a new federal form that is very, very near completion, which is quite a bit different from the form that we've been using right now at the provincial level. So we'll have to do some discussions about how we're going to transfer over to the federal form, which won't happen until Panorama. So those two issues will be tied together. We'll have a new information system to work with, but also a whole new way of reporting and things that we're being asked to report. So we'll be revising our guidelines and updating and coming up with some new training and all of that. Did I miss anything?